Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture. Immanuel Kant begins his preamble on the peculiarities of metaphysical cognition in his Prolegomena to Any Future Metaphysics with a methodological question about metaphysics as a science, as a Wissenschaft, as a type of cognition in general. And he tells us that if we want to know what a science is, we need to be able to differentiate it from the other sciences. And he says, all right, so how do we typically make distinctions or differentiations or create differentia, if we want to use the Latinate term? And he's actually using two different, very closely related German terms, Unterschieden and Unterschiede, right? So we've got the things that are the differences, literally the split apart from each other or distinguished, and what are differentiating, right? And then he talks about peculiar features, eigentümliche, the things that are specific to a particular science that it has and other sciences don't. And some of these will be shared by others. If, you know, for example, he's going to say, you know, there's some degree of similarity between mathematics and metaphysics in this respect, in this respect, right? And we'll get to that in just a bit. So the peculiar features, he's going to single out three of them, differences that we can find in the object, and the German term there is just the Objekt, right? So no need to like put the German here on the board. And the object is going to be, well, it's kind of unclear. It could be the point of it, the Zweck, as he's going to talk about later on, the end, the goal, or it can be the sort of things that it's dealing with as its particular matters. And then he talks about sources of cognition, Erkenntnisquellen. Quelle is source, or literally spring. Erkenntnis, cognition, knowledge, right? So where is it actually getting, I'm going to make a little pun here, its ideas, its notions, its concepts from, using those terms in kind of a broad sense. And then we can also talk about the kind of cognition, the type, Erkenntnisart. Right? The art is the kind, or you might even sometimes see that translated as species, right? But I think kind or type works just fine for this. And he doesn't treat these in the order that he presents them. He begins by talking about the sources of cognition. And what does he actually tell us? Well, he says its very concept, the very concept of metaphysics, implies that the sources cannot be empirical. Its principles, he says, must never be derived from experience. And that's what we mean by empirical, or empirische in the German that he's writing, right? It's not coming from our experience of the world outside or even our experience within, because that is going to yield us merely all sorts of sensory things and then psychology, which is not the same thing as metaphysics. So he says it must not be physical, but metaphysical knowledge. What's the difference between physical and metaphysical? Well, metaphysical knowledge lies beyond experience, the experience of the physical world. So he says it can therefore have for its basis neither external experience, source of physics proper, nor internal, the basis of empirical psychology. So it's a priori cognition, which is coming from pure understanding and pure reason. And that's, you know, what he has derived, as he points out, in the critique of pure reason. So those are the sources. And he says, if we only look at this, that doesn't actually give us the differentiation that we want. Why? So far, metaphysics would not be distinguishable from pure mathematics. It must therefore be called pure philosophical cognition. Then he refers us to the critique of pure reason and talks about those. And then he says, so much for the sources of metaphysical cognition. Okay, so far, so good. We've got one differentiator, but it is not successfully differentiated metaphysics from all the other sciences because it looks like mathematics has a lot in in common with it. Okay, so now we can go to the kind of cognition, and that's what he actually begins the next section with, concerning the kind of cognition, Erkenntnis Arte, which alone can be called metaphysical. And then you might say, well, it's kind of weird. He's going into this new distinction between analytic and synthetic. What is the difference, you know, between all of these? Well, this is going to play an important role, and we'll talk about that distinction in a little bit more detail elsewhere. And he's, you know, looking at where the principles of these are coming from. But what's important here is that he tells us that metaphysical cognition must consist of, and he's got two differentiators here, it has to be called a priori judgments, right? So again, not empirical, things that can be understood apart from our experience. Now, it's not as if a priori concepts, judgments, propositions don't have anything to do with the empirical world. They can be applied to it, but they don't derive from that. And then they're also synthetic judgments. And so synthetic here means that, you know, if you've got a subject and a predicate, the predicate is what is being said of the subject. Something new is being derived for us in putting these things together. And interestingly, as a side note, Kant actually considers mathematics to be largely also a priori synthetic judgments as well. So that 5 plus 7 equals 12. 12 is not contained in 5 plus 7. It's adding something new to our knowledge. We'll talk about that elsewhere. A very interesting topic, right? And now, in terms of this kind of cognition, this is coming up in the little discussion of metaphysical judgments. He says that we have to make a further distinction, judgments that belong to metaphysics, gehörige, right, belonging to, obeying, you could even say, sort of, you know, subsidiary things, and metaphysical judgments properly so-called, eigentliche, right, so those things that are authentically or genuinely metaphysical. And he's going to tell us that many of the former, the things that belong to metaphysics, are in fact analytic, but they only afford means to metaphysical judgments, which are the entire aim of the science and which are always synthetic. So he says, if there be concepts belonging to metaphysics, for example, that a substance, judgments springing from simple analysis of them also belong to metaphysics. For example, substance is that which exists only as subject, and etc. And he says, we can use analytic judgments to arrive at the definition of a concept, but the analysis of a pure concept doesn't proceed in any different manner from the dissection of any other, even empirical concepts. So the concept, but not the analytical judgment, is properly, eigentliche, metaphysical. And so here we're actually getting to, you know, the question of object in a moment. And he says, this science has something special, besonderes, and peculiar, eigentumlich, to itself. And what is this going to be? Production of a priori cognitions. Now, I want you to notice something here. A priori, not judgments at this point, but cognitions, or kentnisse, right? And we could say maybe those are equivalent to each other, but we'll see in just a bit. But the production, the Erzeugung of this is what is really tied in with the kind of cognition that we're dealing with. And this leads us to the object. What is the point of metaphysics, and what does it work on? Well, we've already got a lot of that answered, right? A priori synthetic judgments, or propositions, or cognition. And so he goes on and says, if the a priori concepts which constitute the materials and building blocks of metaphysics have first been collected according to fixed principles, analysis will be of great value. So that tells us what we're up to in the critique and here in the prolegomena, right? And he goes on and he says, metaphysics is properly concerned with synthetic a priori propositions. Sätze, right? So propositions expressing a judgment, an Urteil, right? We shouldn't see these as opposed to each other. And we could even say that cognitions are also expressive of, you know, the judgment as well, right? So that's what metaphysics is going to be concerned with. And this is, he says, its end. It's Zweck, for which it indeed requires various dissections of its concepts. So this is, he goes on and he says, the generation of a priori cognition by intuition as well as by concepts, that is of synthetic propositions a priori and philosophical cognition, constitutes the essential content of metaphysics, another way in which we could understand object, the inhalt, the content. Now, there are two key issues that I want to bring up that are not immediately falling under these object sources of cognition, kind of cognition rubric, but which I think are very important to talk about at this point. So he is not taking for granted, except insofar as he's, you know, written the Critique of Pure Reason, that metaphysics is already indeed possible. And he says, we need to ask this question. So how is something that fits this bill actually möglich or possible? How can that be developed? And he says, you know, a lot of people have been producing metaphysics up to this time, but what they're calling metaphysics isn't really what metaphysics would be if it is indeed a science. And this has led to all sorts of other problems in the history of human thought. So Kant says, well, that's because they've not actually used any transcendental philosophy. What people have called that up to this point also isn't the real thing. And there is a very important relationship between metaphysics and transcendental philosophy, which is indeed what Kant has been doing as his project, right? And so he says, it may be said that the entire transcendental philosophy, which necessarily precedes all metaphysics, is nothing but the complete solution of the problem here propounded, and that we've hitherto never had any transcendental philosophy. Well, what is the problem? How are synthetic cognitions a priori possible? Which is what he's going to talk about in the rest of this as well. So he goes on and he says, what goes by its name is properly a part of metaphysics, whereas the former science has first to settle the possibility of the latter and must precede all metaphysics. So we've got to do transcendental philosophy first, then we can actually do real, authentic metaphysics, which, according to Kant, hasn't been done. So he's clarifying a science that doesn't yet exist as such, even though other things have been called that, and telling us what its peculiar features would be and drawing out some very important implications from that. Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/Sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.